watching a documentary. They showed how sand is a very precious thing, and that some of the greatest monuments in the world, the greatest monuments made by the divine, made by the wind and the sand, are so beautiful to see. And they're done in many places. The wind erodes the sand, erodes this countryside, it erodes into the rocks, and it takes the rocks and changes them into a beautiful symphony of lines and colors. But it does it by one grain of sand at a time, blowing against the rock, and blowing against the rock perhaps for thousands of years. And thousands of years, the wind blows against that rock, and the grains of sand slide over the rock and reformat the rock, redesign the rock, design it into a thing of perpetual beauty. But it takes the grain of sand continually doing its work. At the beginning, it was just a grain of sand on a rather desert area, dry, to be sure, and the sand blew along the desert and didn't make much difference. But then it began to carve into the ground because the wind began to drop onto the ground, or the wind began to change its course. And every time it changed its course, it brought the sand granules along with it to redesign wherever it went. You and I are like the grains of sand. We have the possibility of taking our words, and our words are like the grains of sand, and take these words and sort of draw them across our life scene. And we draw them across the life scene with our thought. Our thought is the wind. Yes, our thought is the wind, and it blows steadily along. Sometimes it's quiescent, and sometimes it's very violent, very strong, very powerful. And who is to call strong and powerful violent? It's only the thoughts that we have that are so powerful and so strong that carry the grains of sand, the thoughts, the little thoughts that in through our mind, taking them to do a gigantic work. The work of bringing forth our original purity and integrity, bringing forth our original beauty, bringing forth the original self, which we are. And as we think of our thoughts like grains of sand and our thinking like the great wind blowing in the desert and reshaping the rocks and the valleys and the ground, reshaping, perhaps realizing that it didn't take place in just an instant. It can. It took a millennia of time, and this time was so beautiful and so powerful and so wonderful, and it was so unnoticed. No one noticed that the greatness was going on there. And when you say to yourself, "I am that I am," you don't notice the greatness going on within you. But it's like the grains of sand. The grains of sand carving away at the reality and bringing forth hidden in that reality, hidden in that stone, as Michelangelo brought forth the great statue David out of a flawed piece of marble. But it took a great deal of work. We see the finished results and we think, how wonderful that is. We see the finished results and we think, man, what a genius he was. Well, yes, he was a genius. He was marvelous indeed. But he was consistent, persistent. He took that imagination that he had. He had an imagination of what he wanted to bring forth. The divine in you always has the imagination of what it wants to bring forth. And it brings it forth. It brings it forth in most marvelous, beautiful ways. But it's up to us to keep on pursuing our goal. it's up to us to keep on pursuing our dedication. What is our choice? What is our desire? What is our expectation? What is it that we want from our life? Whatever it is we want from our life, we continue to pursue that goal. We continue to pursue that reality. As a little child, we have no idea what we're going to be when we grow up. And as we're growing up, we have no idea what we're going to be either. And we change our employment many times during our lifetime. Oh, we may stay in the same company or the same area or the same thing, but in a moment, we burst out of that, and we come forth by saying, I am that I am. I am the divine. I am that glorious carved sculpture of David. I am that glorious carved sculpture of the rocks in the desert. Just using one grain of sand at a time, tearing away at the beautiful substance, the essence, the goodness that I am, bringing forth the beauty that lay there all the time, that lies there waiting for me to bring it forth, waiting for me to take my thought and carve in my instant self, in my great self, in my glorious self, just who and what I am. And as I carve in myself who and what I am, I bring it forth. Maybe others don't see what's happening. Maybe others don't realize the glory that's going on. Even I don't realize the glory that's going on. But I persist. I persist in knowing that I am that I am. Knowing who I am. And I don't even know who I am. I know that I'm divine. I know that I'm good. I know that the magic of the universe dwells in me, awaiting my recognition of it being there and letting it shine forth, letting it bring its magic forth in my world so that my world can be all that it is. How wonderful that is, that my world can be all that it is. And I keep taking those grains of sand. I keep taking those thoughts, and I persist with them. And I say, I am that I am. And I don't need to know what I am is, or what I am that I am is. All I know that whatever I am, it is, and I'm bringing it forth now, in this lifetime, in this body, in this experience, in this nowness. Some little children are uninhibited and bring forth their genius early. And some entrepreneurs come forth with magic and marvelous thoughts and marvelous concepts and ideas. And they come forth early in their life with that. And they bring it forth. And they say, I know that I know. And they don't know knowledgeably, but they do know that they know. And as they say, I know that I know, what they are, the magic that they are, the genius that they are, the wonder that they are, comes forth in all its glory, in all its wisdom, in all its magic. Today we set the course in motion for ourselves. We consider that our thoughts are like the grains of sand carving away at the desert sculpture, at the rocks that stand there, at the stones that look like animals. They look like people. They look like all sorts of things. Maybe that's what they were started to be. Maybe that's what the thinker of the rock of that thought planned them to be. But he didn't carry them out for some reason. You say, well, he died, perhaps. No. When you have your strong thought, your thought so strong in your heart, in your mind, in your reality, you don't die. That comes forth, and that reveals itself. And it may take a millennia to do so, but most of them only take a moment. So today, take a moment and say, I am that I am. I am that I am. And I am that I am. And let the divine in you be revealed as what it is, in your I am, and know it's done now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.